See how easy it can be? Let's move on now to another set of really friendly transformations, the A-B-L-E words, which become able in French. Again, the stress on the last part of the word. We'll practice some to help you unlock French words that you already know and encourage you to build your vocabulaire on your own. OK, how would you say probable in French?
Probable.
Yes, probable. And improbable?
Improbable.
Yes, improbable. I-M is sounded un. What about acceptable?
Acceptable.
Acceptable. You must hit the last part of the word. Try approachable.
Approchable.
Approchable. You can see how really productive this is. One more example. What would the French for applicable be?
Applicable.
Applicable. So try saying, this solution is applicable and the results are probable. Bit by bit now. This solution is applicable. Solution is la solution, by the way.
Cette solution est applicable.
Cette solution est applicable. And the results are probable.
Et les résultats sont probables.
Indeed. Les résultats sont probables. Let's be a bit more ambitious in what we say. Try, it is not acceptable for me this way because I want the results now. Remember what Michel Thomas taught you? You place not, ne and pas, on each side of the verb. One of the most usual ways of saying this way is comme ça. I want is je veux and now is maintenant. So bit by bit now. It is not acceptable for me this way.
Ce n'est pas acceptable pour moi comme ça.
Right. Ce n'est pas acceptable pour moi comme ça. Because is parce que. P-A-R-C-E and then a new word, Q-U-E. So, because I want the results now.
Parce que je veux les résultats maintenant.
Right. Parce que je veux les résultats maintenant. The whole sentence now? It is not acceptable for me this way because I want the results now.
Ce n'est pas acceptable pour moi comme ça parce que je veux les résultats maintenant.
That's it. Ce n'est pas acceptable pour moi comme ça parce que je veux les résultats maintenant. Let's look at another good friend. What do you think remarkable could be in French?
Remarquable.
Right. Remarquable. This is spelt R-E-M-A-R-Q-U-A-B-L-E. So how would you say the professor's method is remarkable? You'll need to change the word order to the method of the professor. So as professor, professeur is le, of the professor is du professeur. So the professor's method is remarkable.
La méthode du professeur est remarquable.
Très bien, and so true. La méthode du professeur est remarquable. True of the Michel Thomas method of teaching languages. OK, let's try some everyday words. To inhabit is habiter, spelt H-A-B-I-T-E-R. So can you work out the French for habitable?
Habitable.
Habitable. So try, the house is habitable. The house is la maison, M-A-I-S-O-N.
La maison est habitable.
Yes, la maison est habitable. Une chance in French means a chance and is spelled the same way as in English. So, elle a une chance means she has or she stands a chance. And it also means luck. So, what luck is quelle chance? Try it now. What luck? The house is habitable would be?
Quelle chance? La maison est habitable.
Right. Quelle chance, la maison est habitable. To repair is réparer. Now, change the ER verb ending to A-B-L-E and repairable is...
Réparable.
Of course, réparable. The car is la voiture. So try, the professor's car is repairable. Remember that the professor's car in French has to be the car of the professor. Go on, have a go. The professor's car is repairable.
La voiture du professeur est réparable.
Right. La voiture du professeur est réparable. Quelle chance! So, as you can see, this ABLE, transformation, is a very useful one. Une transformation très utile, which you can really rely on. You will come across minor differences, but they are so minor that you will still get that ball over the net, to quote Michel Thomas. For instance, responsible in French is responsable. How would you say then, she is responsible for customer relations? Customer relations is les relations clients. Relations spelt as relations in English, and clients spelt like clients in English. But be careful. To be responsible for something is être responsable de quelque chose, with de and les coming together to make des. So, she is responsible for customer relations.
Elle est responsable des relations clients.
Exactly. Elle est responsable des relations clients. And finally, if to adore is adorer, adorable is bound to be
adorable.
Of course, adorable. If a cat is un chat and your is votre, go on, try. Your cat is adorable.
Votre chat est adorable.
Votre chat est adorable. A dog is un chien. So if you're talking to an animal lover, you may want to say, your cat and your dog are adorable.
Votre chat et votre chien sont adorables.
Of course. Votre chat et votre chien sont adorables. Chat and chien are masculine. So both would be tous les deux. T-O-U-S, new word les, new word de, D-E-U-X. And this literally means all the two. And it will go after the verb. So now try. Your cat and your dog are both adorable.
Votre chat et votre chien sont tous les deux adorables.
Lovely. Votre chat et votre chien sont tous les deux adorables. A female cat is une chatte. And a female dog is une chienne. In that case, tous les deux, for both, has got to be agreeable, as Michel Thomas says, and becomes toutes les deux, with toutes spelt T-O-U-T-E-S. So talking about female animals, your cat and your dog are both adorable would be
votre chatte et votre chienne sont toutes les deux adorables.
Right. Votre chatte et votre chienne sont toutes les deux adorables. The T at the end of toutes was clearly sounded. And these transformations are really getting quite remarquable. So let's move on to some more of these friendly words just waiting to get acquainted with you.